I'm often asked to give a Torah view on current events. Lately, I was asked, what's a Torah view on the eruption in Iceland that's paralyzed the air flight? Or the fact that the Polish government was wiped out in an airline crash? I always answer that I really need to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh to answer these questions, to know exactly the Mida connected Mida. We need Nevi'im for that, or Baal Ruach HaKodesh to be able to answer. We can make all kinds of ideas, suggestions, conjectures, but really to understand this, we have to be Baal Ruach HaKodesh. But there is one idea which you don't need to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh for. That's learn Tanakh. In Yeshayahu. And I think this explains a lot of what's happening in our times. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, when it talks about Achris HaYomim, when it talks about the Rabbeinu Shleilam revealing himself to mankind, the Pasuk says, V'shach gavuz odom v'shofel rum anoshim v'niskov the gaiv of a person will become lowly. Shach gavus odom. Merom v'shofel rum anoshim, and the power of people that they lord over others will become lowly. V'nizkov Hashem levadei, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will remain alone among them all, over them all. Powerful over them all. Hashem will tower over them all. It says that the idea of Mashiach, of the ultimate goal of the world, has to be preceded by Shach Gavus Hodom V'Shofel Rum Anoshim. And I think that that's a pattern that we're seeing. We're seeing the gaiva of a person, the gaiva of humans, becoming lowly, eroding slowly. Powerful countries like Russia and the whole communist empire toppled. Politically, America, the mighty dollar, toppled. Whole capitalism in threat. Whole country banks closed. Economic turnabout, we think we're over with it, but no one knows. People are still unemployed and banks are still closing. On a health level, we have sicknesses, viruses, AIDS, swine flu, and then calamities, most unusual calamities, it's a series, one after the other. There's a tsunami that wipes out cities. There's earthquakes that wipe out nations like Haiti. There's a 9/11. Which changes the whole society of America, the whole attitude of America to itself, terrorism. Now we have this earthquake in Iceland that paralyzes air travel. No one knows where it's going to end. They're expecting another volcano to erupt. They don't know how long it's going to last. It might be a major upheaval in the whole airline industry. They'll go bankrupt. People have started having to travel by ship. Who knows? I'm not an Ovi, I don't know, but that's very likely. It's a major upheaval from one volcano erupting. New Orleans, a city, goes under. It's most remarkable occurrences. We all go to sleep right after they happen. The newspapers are filled with them and everyone talks about them. Then when it's over, everyone goes to sleep till the next one happens. But it's a pattern. It's a pattern in the last 10 or 20 years of major upheavals, social upheavals, health upheavals, and natural upheavals. What's it all? There's one common denominator, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Shach Gavus Odom V'Shofel Ruma Noshim. He wants the might, the power, the glory of a human being to be low, to be made low, to be lowered. That's the tachlis of it all. The man shouldn't believe in himself. He shouldn't believe in his institutions, in his power, in his inventions. You can't even control a tidal wave. You can't control a hurricane. You can't control an earthquake. The whole economy can destroy. Can be destroyed in the course of a day or two. What people thought was impossible, how mighty we were, air travel, how we can travel wherever we want, whenever we want, suddenly we're isolated from each other. And the Polish disaster, which showed how a whole nation and its leadership can be wiped out in 1 minute. No one can be a Balgaivit. No one can believe in the power of man anymore. If you pay attention, if you think about it, you can't believe in your power anymore. Shach Gavus Odom. And these lessons continue until we learn the lesson. Of course, we go back to sleep. We need another awakener. But that's the common denominator. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. That's what's taking place. Why is that taking place? Why? Because the end has to be V'nizkov Hashem levad b'yom ahu. There's one culture which is the opposite, which is the antagonist to V'nizkov Hashem levad b'yom ahu, that Hashem towers over everything else. That is the culture of Mikre, the culture of coincidence, the culture of chance. Nothing permeates our culture, in the world culture, more than Mikre, than chance. Everything is chance. You can control everything. Nature has its upheavals. You control that also. You buy an insurance policy. Everything is chance. That's the underlying philosophy of the culture, the Goyisha culture in our times, chance, mikre. It's the culture of Amalek, actually. Exactly, that's what it is. It's the culture of Amalek. Asher kocho baderech. And Klal Yisrael is the direct opposite. Klal Yisrael says, nothing is mikre. If a calamity happens, it says in the Rambam, you have to be mispalel, you have to be maria, you have to be misane. Otherwise, he says, you bring more calamities upon yourself because you must approach a calamity with the idea that it's not a mikre, it's Yad Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom did it. Our tefillahs can change it. That should be the right way. It should be proper that the nations of the world should be Geizer Atainis or Yom Tefillah, that the cloud of volcanic dust should disappear or not descend upon us again. It's a tragedy. Or other things that happen. We should feel it. It's like out of the culture. It doesn't belong to the culture to be mispalel. You have to make another task force, another commission to study how to avoid it in the future. Some kind of invention, some kind of gimmick that will avoid this in the future. Of course, it's ridiculous because you can't avoid this in the future. Nothing can avoid. Nothing can overpower the power of the teva, which Ben Shalom put into the world, the power of an earthquake or a tsunami or a volcano. Nothing can overpower. It's the most powerful force on earth, and yet we deny that there's a Ben Shalom behind it all. It's a mikre. There's an earthquake fault, and there's a volcano erupts every certain amount of years, and a tsunami happens because of this and because of that, and it's all mikre. There's no Ben Shalom directing the world. And Klal Yisrael is the direct opposite of that. In other words, we stand in direct opposition to this basic tenet of the culture of the world. The basic tenet of the world is that everything is mikre. There's no Ribbono Shelolam. It's all man. And we stand direct opposite. We see everything. Emes Malkeinu, Efezulosai, there is nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Klal Yisrael is for, and it's all of these things are to teach us. Ultimately, the ones that are going to be taught more than anyone else is Klal Yisrael. They're the closest to be taught, and from them, the Emuna will descend to the rest of Klal, the rest of the world. We have to be taught. We have to see these occurrences and come to the conclusion that that Mikre is a sakone. Relying on Mikre is a sakone. Only v'hoyo im shomea tishmuel mitzvoisai masati metaratzechem beitoi. Even the wheat growing is not a Mikre. Rain falling is not a Mikre. Everything is run by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's our emuna. That's the emuna we have from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the yisod of emuna of Am Yisrael, is that nothing is Mikre, everything is Ashgoche, and we have to turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in time of Tzora. But these occurrences are bringing down the culture that believes that man is in charge of himself, because the ultimate, the cause of the belief in Mikre is that man believes he's in charge. He can control his world. He can do whatever he wants with the world. He's not a guest here, but he's the owner of the world. Not Lashem Oratzim Loya, but man owns the world and can do with it whatever he like. So Emuna of Klal Yisrael is the opposite of Mikre. And in order to be mefarsen the Emuna of Klal Yisrael, first, the Gavus Odom, Rum Anoshim, these things have to be brought to their knees. And these lessons slowly penetrate into the world's mind that a human being is not in control. He is not in control of everything. He can bring down the tallest buildings. He can destroy a whole island, cities. And now you can bring down the aviation industry and top of the economy, which is brought down. We're not powerful anymore. There's two stages. First, we're now powerful. And secondly, there's the emuna that Hashem runs the world. But first, we have to be taught that we're not powerful. This culture of mikre, of meaninglessness, purposelessness, which is the underlying motive of the culture we live in, gives a tremendous emptiness to a human being. The human being needs to feel that he's going somewhere, needs to feel he's living for something, needs to feel a sense of purpose. And when he has it in his belly, is full, and he has nothing else to do to earn a living, he feels empty and wandering, lost. That itself should be enough to stop mankind from this culture of mikre, meaninglessness. But no, man, to stay in control, invents ways to stupefy himself from this feeling of emptiness and lost, being lost, invents ways, and that is the entertainment industry, the escape industry. Drugs, alcohol, all of these things are designed that man should not lose sight of the fact that really everything is mikre, nothing matters. Chas v'sholom, should he drink, should he think a moment that he should be worrying about what his tachlis is, that it's going to be death, what is he going to do with his life, where is he headed, what's the purpose of it all, the meaning of it all? The answer to that is to drown it in drink or drugs or movies or TV or DVDs. That's the answer. That's how mankind remains with his belief, with his culture, that nothing really matters. He doesn't let anything else intrude in his life. He drowns out any machshove that maybe he's wrong. Klal Yisrael is the hepech of that. Klal Yisrael is purposeful. The definition of a Jew is that he's purposeful. He has meaning to his life. He tries as much as possible, as much as the Yetzer Hara doesn't stop him from doing, to put a meaning to his life, a purpose to his life. And the way, one of the ways to ensure that Klal Yisrael, a Jew, will remain with his constant feeling of growth is staying away from that Yetzer Hara of the meaningless culture. The Yetzer Hara of the TV and the movies and the DVD, they're shreklich averus with these things. Bittel Torah. Maybe you bring the Yetzer Hara on yourself. Yistaklus barayis. Okay, there's big Yisurim. But that is nothing compared to the chubim that it makes in a person's life. The chubim of making his life meaningless. Because when we escape into fantasy, we forget about our need to have meaning in our lives. A need which will turn us to tshuva, to Torah, mitzvahs. We forget about it all. We're busy with our fantasies. We think that we're some cowboy in the West riding a horse, or we're a millionaire in Wall Street. That's what we imagine, the fantasy. The fantasy makes us forget who we are. That avera is much worse than everything else, than the znus that we see, and the other averas that we see. It's much worse. That destroys the human being. A Rebbe in Yeshiva High School came to me a few days ago and said, he doesn't know what's coming over the young people. He's been a teacher for 20 years. And he says he used to be able to engage the Talmidim. They're weaker Talmidim at first. He teaches an early grade. They're weak in learning, weak in everything. But he was able to engage them, talk to them, tell them a story, tell them a marshal, explain them, make it interesting. He says, now, he says, nobody listens anymore. He says, their minds are all fogged up. Their eyes are glazed over. They don't hear when he talks. He can do a song and dance, and they don't pay attention to him. The last 2 years, he says, what's happening? So I told him, you know what's happening? What's happening is that they have the iPod in their pocket, and they have some other thing, which they're text messaging, and there's buzzing going off, and they're thinking about what they saw last night on the internet or on the TV, or what they're going to see in the DVD. Their minds are blanked out because they don't believe that they're living. They never think about this world as a real world. The world is just a hodgepodge of being interrupted, of sending messages, of fantasy, dreaming. They can't concentrate on anything. That's a teacher told me. It's happening. It's happening all over. It's happening in the Goyish schools. No one can concentrate. They try to invent greater gimmicks. They'll put computers in a classroom with gimmicks, with pictures, with dancing figures, teach them how to write and how to spell and how to read. It doesn't help. They want to live in fantasy world. The chulbin of the fantasy world reaches the yeshiva. Here we have a beautiful campus isolated from the world. The dreams of the ones who made it was that the yeshiva should flourish ruchnistik without being interrupted, without having the outside world encroaching on the years of a yeshiva bocher's rise to becoming a ben Torah, to becoming an oved Hashem. Nothing interfered, but yes, it does interfere. It interferes in their pockets with the cell phone and with the movies. How in a dormitory can someone watch a movie? Would you bring a movie into the Kochi HaKadoshim? You have the Oren and the Kapeles and you're standing with your movie? And if any bocher sees another bocher, he should be mezalzeling him, he should scream at him, he should tell him, stop being metame the Beis HaMikdosh. You're destroying the yeshiva and you're destroying Am Yisrael. Because if a yeshiva is destroyed, Am Yisrael is destroyed. Of course, it's a small percentage, but there are those who have that. They're not ashamed to watch in front of others and to invite others to see with them. Again, it's not the Yisurim, we're very chomu of everything involved in this. Bittul Torah, Leisesuach, Levavchem, Machay Nechem, Bittul Zman, everything. But it's nothing compared to how it destroys the mind of a Jew. These things destroy our minds. They're the tools of a mikre society, a mikre culture, that lives for nothing and wants to forget that it's living for nothing. And we have to live for something every moment of the day, purposeful. We stand and we just daven. What are we davening? Davening the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of Goel Yisrael and Rafa'enu and Baruch Aleinu. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of it. There's no mikre. And we say Kriya Shema. There's no mikre. We can't escape from the emes that there's a tachlis in the world and that we're here to be Oivdi Hashem. We went out of Mitzrayim and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bring us the Geula. We're here for a tachlis. We're the hefech of that society, of the mikre society. We're the hefech of Amalek. That's why it's a din mochay timche zecha Amalek, because Amalek is that idea of mikre. To remember who we are, what it means to be a Ben Torah, what a trust it is to be a Ben Torah, what a mission we're given in this world. We're given the mission of transmitting Torah to another generation, giving over the Torah from Har Sinai to another generation. That's what each of you are. You're learning in the yeshiva, the pinnacle of Klal Yisrael. The most important thing in Klal Yisrael is the yeshiva. That's the place where you learn how to learn and you learn how to daven and how to be a mensch and good midas. You learn that in yeshiva. It's the pinnacle of everything. And it's all based on one thing, that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we live to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the sheresh of it all is. And the outside world says there's a man and we live to serve man. And everything that happens, man is in control of, sometimes he's not controlled because there's a mikre, but we can overcome that. That's the difference. What's happening in history, it's happening in the news, is shach gavu sodom. Everything is being lowered, made lowly, everything, every hava mina, if you pay attention, every pretension that there's something else besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is being laid low and flat. And the Jews that believe that they could be like Goyim are also being laid low and flat. Nothing works. The only thing that works is Niskov Hashem Levada Bayemahu. That's the Avodah of Bochrim, the learning yeshiva. And our Avodah is to steig and to grow and to not let fantasy interfere with our growth. And not to be Masiyah Das from what our tachlis is in the world. And then to be Marbitz and to be Mefitz this to the rest of the world. That's our tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us that we should be Zeichet to reach our goal and not to be affected, not to permit the tumah and the filth of the world to enter our walls. Let us remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without bringing the Tumah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh Baruch Hu bench us that we should all grow and steig to the maximum of our potential.